A top-earning mobile phone game can gross more than $3 million a day. Young Pakistani entrepreneurs like Baba Ahmed are hoping to cash in on the money-making trend while also bringing men and women together in the workplace. An unlikely scenario in conservative Pakistan that Ahmed says is crucial for creative development.
Each person that works on a product adds something of themselves, brings something to the product. And from that angle, diversification is phenomenally important. It really increases the scope and perspective of what you're bringing to the market.
At Pakistani gaming company We Are Play, which both services games and creates them, a younger, educated urban generation is breaking all the norms when it comes to work. Quality assurance technician Maria Khan says We Are Play's young CEO, Mohsin Afzal, treats women as equals.
Because you would see a lot of girls here, and you would see a lot of boys. There are a lot of boys that are working under the girls. And that is because he doesn't see what gender are you from, what age are you from, how much prior experience do you have. As long as you are committed to the work, he would hire you on that thing.
But while the industry has managed to break some barriers at home, it has been harder to penetrate the international business side of gaming.
If I come in and say, we're a Pakistani-based company, absolutely, you lost me at hello. I come and say, hi, I'm a Stanford graduate who has a successful game from here and there. They're listening. I don't even talk about where the company is based. And then when you position it as a company that is low cost, based in Asia, all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is pretty good.
Luckily for both companies, which have produced internationally popular games, the consumer doesn't care where the games come from. They just want to have fun. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Lahore.